This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much for that. My name is Cheryl Langdon Orr, and I'll remind you all in terms of general form for these calls. If you are on the audio bridge by telephone and not in the Adobe Connect room, if you care to make yourself known now, otherwise we will take our attendance from the Adobe Connect room list of participants. Not hearing anybody, I will assume that the list of participants will be as written in the Adobe Connect room, and any additional people joining will also, of course, be noted and captured by staff for the record. At this stage, I am unaware of any apologies, but if staff or anyone is aware of apologies, you could just either note it in the notes section if you're staff, or put it into chat. If you are aware of someone who has sent their apologies, just in case Fawzi and I and Steve have missed an email because things have been rather busy lately. With that, I'd also like to remind you all that as these calls are recorded, if you could take the time to speak relatively slowly and as clearly as you possibly can. If you have audio problems, it would be wise for you to request a dial-out using the machine automated system that the Adobe Connect rooms have. If you ask it to connect your phone, it will ask you what number you would like the mechanics to call you, and that, of course, is a simple and quick way of assuring higher audio quality. If you're unable to do that for whatever reason, of course, staff will, of course, be able to assist you. At this point, I would like to ask if anybody needs to make an update to their statements of interest. It appears not. However, I will make a brief update to my current statement of interest, which I've not updated online yet. Simply to note, whilst there's no conflicts, I have been appointed to a new committee and a new role in that committee within ICANN. I am now going to also serve in the upcoming nominating committee independent review process by serving on its committee, and I'm serving along with another person as one of the co-deputy chairs. So that's it from my updates. So has anyone else got any updates to give us? If not, let's begin. Let's first of all, I'll start off with running through a brief overview of our last call, which was call number 9. And at call number 9, you'll note that we had a couple of documents that we reviewed, one of which, of course, was and modifying the Google Doc, which is the development, and we hope almost ultimate development after today's call, of the questions for community. And we also started to discuss the reviewing of the staff paper on SOAC accountability, and in addition we looked at the standard form of reporting whereby we were to be giving our interim progress report from our work team's activities at Hyderabad, and also obviously the same standard form of reporting would be used for our final report as well. That both the questions from SOAC for SOAC feedback and the form of reporting and matters to be discussed from our work team in Hyderabad are points from today's agenda. So unless anybody has anything they want to raise about last call, I would suggest we simply move on to those as agenda items. Not hearing anybody. This is going to be an extraordinarily fast meeting. Excellent. Although I must say I had the world's quickest, well, certainly my knowledge of record formal meeting for ICANN today, where we had one of the work tracks in another GNSO call that actually lasted less than 5 minutes, and it was actually a formal discussion and close. So I don't think we'll beat that record. That one can stand for Laurie for quite some time. Let's move now, and I shall give my voice a break and ask Fazi to step up into the breach for leading this next discussion topic, which is our final review and discussion of the draft text of questions. There are one or two matters in the Google Doc that in the interim editing and polishing still need to be discussed, and some of them are some minor definitional terms. If you can, please do click on the link in your agenda, and you can follow live on the Google Doc, and we will be making our final edits to this, and hopefully having this as a sign-off and final set of text questions, perhaps not format, but the text questions, text-off questions at the close of today's meeting. Over to you, Fazi.
Thank you, Cheryl. Fazi Anabadi speaking. Hi, everyone. So we... Based on our discussion last week and also the week before that, we have, Steve has drafted a text, a Google Doc, which clarifies the designated community in accordance to the bylaws. And also the questions are now framed in a way that the SO and AC leaders are, they can provide a definition of their designated community if they think that it is broader than what it is predicted in the bylaw. What we also did was that because Giovanni's reframing of the questions got support from the group, we replaced the original questions that we had with Giovanni's question. And then Steve also reframed a little bit and came up with kind of like three questions, which I think they're in the document. And I was hoping that Steve can also... talk about the questions, but I think, basically the questions here are now, yes, so the questions that we have here at the moment are based on our discussions with the group, and we are going to finalize and we are going to work on Steve's question based on the past two sessions and also based on Giovanni's question. If the group is okay with that, we will send the finalized question to the mailing list. I would say, Cheryl, would that be possible to do that like tomorrow?
I would think so, yes.
Yes. So what we will do, we will send the questions tomorrow to the mailing list, and we give the group members a couple of some time to look at it and see if there are any point of discussion. But we really need to finalize this. And send them out to the SON AC leaders.
Excuse me. Before sending, please, I am waiting for to be given the floor. I have asked the floor, please.
Kavuz, Cheryl here. You are in the list.
Yes, I have
been
sent. But doesn't send the list a question. We have problem with the question. What you send is the list. Still let us discuss it.
Can Fazi finish her presentation and then we'll go to questions?
Yes,
Kavuz.
As I covered.
Go on, Fazi.
Yes. So as I said, Cheryl. So as I said, we are not going to just send the questions. We are going to send the questions to the group members on the mailing list by tomorrow, and then we can discuss and finalize them, and then we can send them to the leaders. Now, Kavis, please come in.
Yes. I think Giovanni mixed up the transparency group with SOAC, accountability group. The type of the question we put has nothing to do with the SOAC accountability. For instance, election. Election has nothing to do with the accountability. Election is the transparency, how the election is made, how free or liberal election is made, how transparent election is made, discussions or decision-making, how decision-making is made, is not the accountability. The accountability is the first type of the question that you had in your list, but not what it has been amended by Giovanni. We are mixing up the two group of transparency group and SOAC group, so I am not in full agreement to send this type of the group. Your deliberations, what deliberation you want to ask, what deliberation you want to ask from other group is not a accountability, it's a transparency. Election, what you want, for instance, one SO, ask another SO how you make the election. This is not accountability. This is the transparency. Do you make election in a very transparent manner? Is the candidate or announced 6 months before? Did they send their CV? Does the CV will be checked by somebody? Would we respect the geographical distribution or not geographical distribution? Are there any rules of procedure for election? This is not accountability. If it is, what about the transparency group? So we are mixing up the situation. So I don't agree with Giovanni's questions. It may be relevant, but for transparency. All the question that you raise is still, to some extent, valid. To some extent. Although difficult to answer, but a still question is valid. But not the extended part by Giovanni. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. So as to whether elections or any other elements in the questions are related to accountability or not, I think this is something that we might have to discuss within the group when tomorrow we send the questions and we can have a discussion on that. I do personally believe that elections are a sort of accountability mechanism because you can simply...
As I said,
it is my personal view, and we can have a discussion. I think we can have a discussion on this, and of course, when we send the questions to the mailing list with the group members, we will have a discussion, and then we will decide on that. Sebastian, please.
Yes, thank you very much. Hope that you hear me well. Sebastian Macholi speaking. I understand what Kavus is trying to tell us, but Kavus, we split the work in 9 items, but of course there are interrelations in some issues. And regarding the election, yes, of course, part is a question of transparency, but I do feel that the other part is also how we are really accountable, and that maybe the who are the voters, how we get the candidates, and how many candidates we get, and so on and so forth. And there are both subgroups can talk about elections, and I can tell you that there are another group where we are talking about elections. That means that there is a single place to do it. But I think it's important to raise this issue within the question to the SONACs to know what is their view about this. And at the end, it's for the moment I would say, just questions, and what is our fear to have to receive the answer, not receive them? We will see. But I think we need to be open, and we will see what they give us as an input. And really, we need to find the best way to ask question, and we'll see how we will use the answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. Okay, Kavus, your hands up.
Hello, this is Shane. I just don't like you. I'm sorry,
no.
Sebastian.
No,
thank John. You very much. Hello?
Go on.
Sebastian, thank you very much, but I don't agree with you. Election has nothing to do with the accountability. Election is a procedure that is done in every SO and AC. The only thing we have to talk about the rules and procedure of election and its transparency and its freedom of the candidate and non-discriminatory actions in the case. It's not accountability. Accountability is not this. The whole accountability was mistakenly put in the worker stream one in the wrong context. First, you said, are you accountable to your designating group? That is maybe valid in some case, but you are not talking about election. What do you want to take about the elections? Do you want through the accountability the GAC object to the election carried out in GNSO or vice versa? I heard that. I heard that on the table of the Internet Governance. One of the speakers says that we want to know how the chair of the GNSO Council is elected. If there is problems, we, another SO, object to that. This has nothing to do with this SO or other AC. This is internal issue of that, and that is of that group to decide. I don't think that is this one. Yes, everything is valid. The whole nine issues are valid, but we have divided them in order not to mix up the situation. Unless there is an area that we have difficulty, then we send it to that group. For instance, we might have a difficult legal question in the accountability. We send it to the jurisdiction group if it relates to the jurisdiction. If there is anything relating to the accountability for the election, we send it to the transparency group. But we don't discuss that. So why we should be in the hand of one person? I think we should be quite clear. Why we should spend the time to, this question is not valid. Many of them are not valid. This decision. What decision you want to know about the accountability? What is the relation of decision and making an accountability? We should be convinced. Thank you.
Sorry, I was on mute. It's Cheryl for the
thank
record.
Thank you, Kavus.
Yeah. Thank
okay,
you.
Cheryl,
for that. Thank you. Thanks, Sazi. Thanks, Kavus. And remember, the questions we are asking, the ACs and the SOs, are to ask them to self-report, to report on their own activities. Right? We're not asking for any form of mutual accountability discussion at this point in time at all. So some of your examples there drifted us into the mutual accountability issues, which we are yet to discuss further. But right now, we'd like to try and manage and finalise questions to go out to each of the ACs and the SOs, and it might be just the chair of each of those that answers, or it might go to, in the case of the GNSO, the constituencies. That's up to each AC and SO as to how they manage that. So I think let's just see what we get in response. And if an AC or an SO has deeply held beliefs and concerns that things like even asking a question about an electoral process in a accountability review is a problem, then they can tell us. But let's not get stuck on our own personal opinions. Let's try and move forward in our project planning, and part of our requirement is to inquire from each of the ACs and SOs about their accountability and the mechanisms they use. Caboose, is that a new hand or is that an old hand still out?
Yes, the new hand. We should be convinced that whether deliberation is accountability. What is the relation, dear madam, of between deliberation, discussions in an SOAC and accountability? Discussion is the conducting of the meeting, and discussion is the point on this and the table. The chair conducting the meeting, like you conducting the meeting, you allow the people to discuss, and you make a final sum up of the situation and try to contact the group to one. What is the this? And now this discussion that I have with you, it is accountability of you, of this group, these discussions. What is it? There's no accountability.
May
this
I
is
answer?
The manner in which you
Caboose.
Carry out the... Caboose! It
may
is not accountability.
May I answer, or are you going to continue with your diatribe?
So
I'm
I don't agree
I can
with
answer.
This question. I'm very sorry.
Cheryl Langdonor, for the record, Caboose, my opinion and the response to your question is seeking my opinion is not important. What is important is if there are mechanisms and methods of accountability that each AC or SO wishes to report to us, these questions, whatever questions we send out to them, should be an opportunity for them to make us aware of them. Other than that, we don't need to discuss this any further.
But you didn't reply to me. The discussions that now I have...
My reply to you is, my view is not important. We don't need to discuss accountability in terms of theoretical value and individual belief sets. We do need to settle on some questions to send out to the SOs and the ACs. So, at a previous meeting, the general group agreed... And perhaps you weren't at that meeting, but I thought your attendance record had been excellent for our meetings. The general group did agree that we would follow the general format that Giovanni had proposed. If you have a counter-proposal, and we are now two, if not three, meetings on from that decision, could you please write the counter-proposal very specifically and in a very short order, we will see what we can do in terms of making some changes. But
yes,
that,
but I send you
that proposal
you
will
that.
Need to go to the list because as far as the list is concerned, as far as the list is concerned, we have agreed to reframe our questions as previously discussed based on Giovanni's proposal. Thank you for your input. Let us move on. Is there anyone else who'd like to bring any points forward on the questions proposed to be sent out to the ACs and the SOs? Not hearing anybody?
Yeah, I've been on the queue. This is Sean.
Wait a second, Sean. I just wanted to make sure there's nobody else. Okay, over to you, Sean.
Okay, thank you. This is Sean for the record. Thank you very much. Two questions. The first one is, how soon are we looking at sending these questions to the ACs and SOs? How much time do we have? I'm audio only, so I'm not looking at the questions now, but are these the same questions that were initially discussed some time ago, or when would they be shared? And if there's enough time, my own personal opinion is that the question should not be too long. It should be quite straightforward. Whether it's accountability question or transparency question, I think the SOAC should be the one to respond to that. They can simply just leave the particular question blank. But if we think we have not covered enough questions specific to accountability, then we can probably add those and then substitute just to avoid the question being too long. Importantly is that we don't have so many questions that does not actually achieve our goal. If what we have is not too long, then we can just give it, we can just administer it to the SOACs like that. Any one of them that thinks one of them does not actually talk about, ask about accountability, they can leave it out, and then we'll continue. I understand what Kavus is saying in terms of us repeating what transparency may also be repeating. I think that is just the only part that I think I also agree with Kavus on. But let's give it out. There's a lot of repetition one way or the other within the ICANN community anyway. So let's give it out to them and then let them respond. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. And Cheryl, for the record, and indeed, the whole aim of trying to settle this as a final reading is to get it out and hopefully before too many people leave for Hyderabad. Let me, as you're not in the Adova Connect room, so you won't note my apology that it was taking a while to get to you in the queue, so take it as read, please, that I am sorry that you were so long in the queue. It is a less than 3-page in terms of typed event, including comments at the moment, Google Doc, so it probably hasn't changed since last time you looked at the Google Doc a great deal. One, almost half of that page is a preamble, so that's not a question, and then the questions follow in general, just so you know, to refresh in your memory. It asks about the designated community that each of the ACs and SOs is involved with, and here we refer to the ICANN bylaws where it's been specifically defined, and we then ask about any published policies or procedures by which their SOs or ACs is accountable to that community, and if possible to include links. There is a little bit additional, you know, questions such as were the policies and procedures updated over the last decade? Do they have mechanisms by which members of their community can challenge or appeal decisions? Are there unwritten policies that the AC or the SO maintain? Those sorts of questions. So that should resonate a little bit. One of the questions also is simply asking, you know, please describe any mechanisms to do with resolving challenges. So we've asked in our draft at the moment if the responses could be back by the 1st of November. So I think that responds to all of your questions. But it is, in fact, a very short survey in terms of number of questions. And, of course, how detailed the answers may be is totally up to the respondents. Kavus, is this a new hand?
Yes, new hand.
Go ahead, please.
For the question, I suggest that the third line after comma and transparency about your, put it in the square bracket. This is a transparency, is not accountability. The first part is accountability. What are the published policy, patati patata, up to community. Third line, you have a comma, and then, and transparency about your, and so on and so forth. That are, put it in the square bracket. I am a member of the group, a formal member, and I disagree this one as, but keep it, put in a square bracket. Thank you.
Okay, Cheryl Langdon, off the record. Because in terms of square bracket, I'm not sure when we're going to decide to edit that out. So if you're proposing that that we remove all references to the word transparency other than when good grammar requires of it, and I can't imagine there would be such an occasion to this document, why don't we put that to the rest of the group here? For example, you've proposed, and I'll put it to the group for you, you have proposed to remove reference to transparency from our questions. Avery in chat has just said keep transparency. So it looks like we better have a straw poll, and we will also, when we send our final questions to the list, we will also ask this question again. So just from a straw poll point of view, if you could indicate a tick if you agree with removing the word transparency as suggested by Cavus from our document. I have a red X from Avery. So if anyone agrees with Cavus's proposal, please make yourself known with a green tick. I am noting some red X's. Cavus, I'm assuming you can see the red X's coming up, and I would note for the record that obviously you would support. Yes, you're right, it is a white X on a red background. Love dealing with patterns, Avery. Thank you, dear. Your input would be that you would like it removed. We are not a complete group here today, so we will also ask this question when we send the list.
The truth is that there is no consensus. I know the attitude of some of the people with respect to me. Some of them...
Of course, we don't need to operate with complete consensus to this. 100% is not required for this team. So 100% consensus is not required for this team, but we will ask the rest of the list.
On my behalf, for square bracket, is one member... said put this in square bracket. That's all. If everybody agrees with that, okay. I propose
so
put it in a square bracket.
I just said we will test that in the list.
Thank you.
Thank you. But perhaps now we may be able to... Fazi, I saw your hand up. Did you want to take the floor again?
No.
Yeah. Your name's not Fazi Cavus.
Well,
thank you. Fazi, over to you.
It was actually before you were discussing the transparency issue in Giovanni relation. Steve has also put a reformulation on page 2 of 3 questions. Perhaps we can also put that forward to the group, and maybe that would be acceptable. There are like 3 questions, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, on page 2. Sorry, these don't have page numbers. It's on page 2, and you can see that after he describes that how the bylaws define the designated community for each group, he says, please comment and or provide links to your interpretation of your policies and efforts in outreach, and also your policies and procedures to determine whether individual organizations So these are like his reformulations. We could also discuss them on the mailing list. Maybe this would be acceptable. So that's about it, Cheryl. That's what I want to say, and I think we should move to our preliminary progress report.
Thank you, Fazi. Cheryl, for the record, indeed we should. My only concern is we can't just send the Google Doc link to the list because, for example, Cavus does not operate in Google Docs, and so... he would not be privy to the reformulation of the questions, which I believe you're right, could very well solve some of his problems. So we will need to articulate those to the list as well. Obviously, anybody who can operate in Google Docs is more than welcome to put their comments and make their opinions known on the doc before we actually send it out to the list. Thank you very much. Okay, let us now move to our next agenda item. And our next agenda item is something that is also time critical. We would like to be able to send our very brief interim report that we'd like to present in Hyderabad to our staff by the end of this week. And you will see on the shared screen in front of you, and we will, it's very brief, so we'll read it to the record for those of you who are only on audio. It follows the standard form of reporting, which is something we've looked at previous meetings. In other words, it has an executive summary, a description of the issue, a current state of play, and any sort of recommendations. And obviously, at this stage for our group, we are not making any recommendations or rationale for our recommendations. Fawzi's put in the hard yards on this, so I don't know whether she would like to take you all through. Perhaps that's going to be the easiest, Fawzi, but just if you could very briefly review it for those who are only on audio.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. This is preliminary. There's nothing finalized here, but so what I have done is that I've gone through what we have done during the past 12 months, and as you remember, we came up with four tracks of work that we need to carry out. So in the executive summary, I have drafted that we have four tracks and what we've worked on till now. It reads as the CCWSG WSO and accountability of SOAC works on four tracks of issues. Track one is effectiveness. Track two is assessing the mutual accountability roundtable. Track three, proposition of a detailed working plan on enhancing SOA and AC. And track four, in assessing whether the independent review panel would also be applicable to SOA and AC activities. Some preliminary discussion has taken place on effectiveness, and the topic was divided into effectiveness of outreach and the effectiveness of community representation. The mutual accountability roundtable has been also discussed. We have not come to a conclusion yet on that track. In order to provide the working plan on enhancing SOAC the accountability, we have worked on some questions to be forwarded to the head of SOAC. The group has not yet, actually not the head, but we should say leaders. The group has not yet discussed whether SO and AC should be subjected to independent review panel. We probably do that after this is not in the text. I'm just adding that just for the group to know that our next step after we finalize these questions is to go to that track. So the description of the issue is that, so we discussed the issues as to whom SO and ACs are accountable to and what they are accountable for. The group discussed various scenarios. The mostly discussed scenario was that the SO and ACs are accountable to their stakeholder group. This includes internal stakeholder group who are members or participate in the SO and AC, and external who do not assert their views and are not members. So as defined by the bylaws, we are still in the process of asking SO and ACs to define their designated community, and if their designated community is broader than what is indicated in the bylaws. The accountability of SOACs to each other and to the global internet users were discussed as well, but has not received strong support and need to be discussed further. We addressed the question of what SOACs are accountable for in track one, effectiveness, which includes efforts for outreach, entry barriers, and representation in decision making. This will be combined with the effort of asking several questions from the SO and ACs about their accountability mechanisms and feeds into track three, working on enhancing SO and AC accountability working plan. So the current state of the play, the accountability group has worked on some questions to be forwarded to the leaders of S1AC as a part of carrying out Track 3. And the next step is to work on Track 4 and assessing whether the IRP would also be applicable to the S1AC activities. As to our supplemental report, we could put the link to our, if you remember, we initially had a Google Doc that captured all sorts of discussions that we had. We can put a link there to the supplemental report, or we can, I'm not sure if we can actually meet the deadline and make a new report, but we will see. But I suggest that we actually put a Google Doc link that we had initially as the supplemental report. Requirements for, so recommendations, we don't have any recommendations at the moment, I think. And, well, of course, when we don't have recommendation, we don't have any rationale for the recommendations either. So that was about it. This document might change. Cheryl and Steve and I, we will discuss that until tomorrow, and we will send it to the group and to the staff. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that, Fazi. Caboose, is that a new hand or an old hand?
Yes, new hand. I have told in this group and other group, I have said it's difficult to access the Google document. I would like to kindly have this document as a Word document or PDF attached to the mailing list, but not a Google document. I have serious difficulties. You might not have, but I have that. So I am not following this track 1, track 2, track 3, track 4. This is the first time that I'm hearing that, so I don't understand totally. I don't object to that. It might be right. As far as I have heard, that it seems to have some logic, but I don't know what is the exact wording. Please kindly provide normal Word or PDF document attached to the list. And in addition, if you want to continue the modern Google, your nice Google, go ahead with your Google. But I have difficulty with the Google, so I'd request Mrs. Daddy to provide me a copy of these 4 tracks in an email address to me in order that I be able to read that, because I have to report to my SO, my AC as soon as possible within about a week or 10 days. So I don't have any idea about these 4 tracks because I'm not able to read the Google document. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes,
definitely.
You're going, Fazi. I was just going to tell you what you said. No, go ahead, please.
Yes, Mr. RS, for sure. We will provide PDFs of everything we have done so far, any updates we have on the Google Doc, and we will send it to the list, and if you want, individual to you as well. Thanks
for that, Fazi. Cheryl, for the record, of course, I should point out with this particular progress report, it was, in fact, it is a very new piece of work. It is a review piece that we are discussing for the first time at today's meeting. We have it as a PDF displayed on screen. I believe, in fact, it is already a Google Doc. It is already a Word doc, and I don't think it is a Google Doc yet. So your request is very easy to comply with, and of course we would be using for such a small piece of work. It's easy enough to use comments from the list, but we don't want to run with track changes from commenters on a Word doc. We would rather, when we are getting edits in, have them either just go to the list or be as a comment only, rather than an actual edit onto a Word doc. So happy to provide PDFs and Word docs, although most of us are able to and are comfortable working in Google Docs these days, although many of us have been forced into it. But it is important if you are operating in the Word doc environment that we don't run a track changes, and that things come in by comment. So that would make life a lot easier. But putting a comment to the list is simple enough, and we will make sure it gets interpreted. Caboose, another new hand, I'm assuming. Go ahead,
yes,
please.
I think we have worked with 82 meetings in the CCWG and always we have track change. But who are we that we don't want? I am part of those we. We want that the track change is good. I know that what has been changed. I know we have a Word document in order not to type it. I take whatever there is and I then try to change it and put it in the list. I don't understand any problem with that.
Okay.
What
Thank
is
you,
the
Caboose.
Difficulty that the whole world working all of a sudden, you or I can, or some people decide that no more Google that, and that is that in jurisdiction. Somebody like you also putting Google that. So we want to have Word doc on the mailing list. You keep your
Thank
Google
you,
doc for yourself. Yeah, we can't work. If you are a member of this group, I'm sorry, you should be given the possibility to contribute unless we are excluded. I am excluded from the discussions. Because you want Google documents. You don't want any tracking distinguish, madam.
Thank you, Caboose.
Kindly accept.
Thank you, Caboose. Please don't assume that any one individual has moved in the direction of Google Docs. A number of ICANN work groups are moving in that direction. Some of us are simply going that way sooner than others. Let me make it also very clear that not everyone can read track changes. For example, if you don't run a Microsoft or Office environment, which many people in open source software environments don't run. Therefore, what suits one doesn't suit everyone. What we do is try and make sure that as much as possible, the majority is satisfied with how we can operate in collaboration, and most importantly, anything, someone like you who doesn't want to run or cannot work in Google Docs, anything you put into list discussion or in another form of text, we make sure is imported into and reflected in a Google Doc as well, just as we would in a wiki. So
that is not
nobody's
true.
Views
have,
are not being
you have not
accounted
put my
for.
Talk in the, I have sent you two documents in the Word document. You have not taken that into account. That is not true. Even I put in the
okay.
one and a half page full text. Nothing has been put in. It is not true.
I'm not going to ask Brenda to pull up the 18-page document she had displayed earlier. But on page 8 of the 18-page document she had displayed earlier, there are a number of references specifically, Caboose, to your comments, your agreements or your disagreements on particular matters and in particular on the roundtable concept which your earlier documents were focused on and that we recognise you have considerable problem with. All of that, as far as we can tell, has been accurately and reasonably reflected, at least in that major report. Can I move to... do you mind if I go to Sebastian before you, Fazi? Sebastian, over to you, please.
Yeah, it's very short, and I agree with you. Go ahead with the work we have to do. If we spend time in just talking about Google Docs, I don't think we need to create a working group for that, but not here, please. It's not very accountable. Thank you.
Thank you. Over to you, Fazi.
Thank you, Cheryl. Mr. Aristo, I will try to send you updated version of the documents we have in PDF, and I promise to do that, but I do not promise that I will do that like regularly so that you can get updates. So there might be some changes that you don't see. But I will. I promise that I will send you the PDFs of whatever documents we have so far.
Now, if we finished looking at the particular choice of collaborative tools, could we actually look at, if anyone can still remember it now, some of the content on what is being presented here and is visible for anyone in the Adobe Connect room to read and look at. Sean, I know you're not able to read at the moment. You're not fully in the Adobe Connect or something. Do you need a refresher, or are you comfortable on giving your opinion on what you heard Fazi read to the record?
Yeah, this is Sean for the record. You can just go ahead. Maybe I'll follow up on the mailing list if necessary. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sean. I'm well aware it's very difficult if you're not fully involved in the Adobe Connect room, and that's what we're displaying. So those of you who are able to see the PDF copy of the draft progress report in the Adobe Connect room, and you'll have heard it read to the record by Fazi, are there issues which you believe need to be added? Are there matters that you'd like to highlight? Are there comments you'd like to make on this text? Floor's open. Not hearing
Hello.
Anyone?
Yeah, this is Sean. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Sean, please.
Hello?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry for coming back. Is it possible, what has been displayed right now, will it be shared on the mailing list as well? Or has it been shared? Maybe I missed it. Thank you.
Sean, it hasn't been shared as yet. This is very much an early draft first reading. It will be going out on the mailing list, as Fazi indicated a little bit earlier in response to Cavusa's request. It's going to be going out as a PDF and probably a Word doc as well.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Just to recap, we're looking at a brief executive summary, which is talking in great generalities about what preliminary discussions have taken place and what particular topics, such as the Mutual Accountability Roundtable matter, which are being held over for later discussion. We have a brief description of our issue, and that's, of course, relatively easy to draw out from our mandate. There is a current state of play, which is very, very brief, talking about the questions we're working on and will hopefully be distributed by the time we get to Hyderabad. The references to the tracks of work come from our original work plan, so don't get too concerned about track one, track two, track three. That's simply a linking to our original work plan. And describes that the next step is to work on assessing whether an IRP would also be applicable to SO and AC activities, remembering that those work tracks are drawn directly from our mandate. So hopefully we've whet your appetite on this matter, and with the very few minutes we have left on the call, I'm looking forward to having fairly short turnaround on responses on the list, though, if possible, because we really do need to put this to a completion so it can be included in the Hyderabad paperwork as soon as possible. So forgive us for the shortness of the response time that we will be requesting. To that, I'd like to move now to any other business. Does anyone have any other business to bring forward? Not hearing anyone, or...
Yeah, this is Sean.
Yes, Sean. Hello. Go ahead, please, Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question. Is there going to be a meeting of... Is there going to be a face-to-face in Hyderabad for this group?
Well, Sean, you must be psychic, because the very next matter on the agenda is our next meeting and any action items.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right, my dear. Our next meeting, albeit as part of a plenary meeting, in Hyderabad on the day before the main Hyderabad meeting starts, will in fact be our Hyderabad face-to-face meeting. Our meetings as we go forward on return from Hyderabad, we will discuss on list in greater details. I know ICANN, our support staff from ICANN, wanted us to review the frequency and timing of the calls if needs be, but we can discuss that on list rather than take the time now in the last 5 minutes we have of this call. I certainly would be wanting to propose that we may as well keep on with the frequency and timings and rotation of timings of the call we currently have. Yes, our group has had, along with a few of the other topics, a fair number of calls compared to some of the other topics, but I think our work is fairly detailed and is taking a reasonable amount of discussion for a number of the matters, and so I would not want to be reducing our frequency of call. So I'd certainly be proposing we keep with a regular weekly schedule and that we rotate to share the pain as best we can throughout the times that staff have made available for their support. So that we can finalise on. Now, the timing of our call at our meeting at Hyderabad and the location of it, I'm unaware of. I'm going to pass to staff for that. And I'm also not going to tell you now what the date and time of our next teleconference is. I'm going to ask if staff can do that as well. Help me, Brenda.
Yes, this is Brenda, and we've posted over on the notes that the next meeting is October 27th at 1300 UTC.
Ah, thank you. Now, with October 27th, I'm hoping that that is before most of you are getting on planes and flying to Hyderabad. If you're unable to attend that meeting, obviously your apologies. If you can just send them to the list, we'll note them. But hopefully most of you won't be travelling quite that early and that we'll be able to have another meeting before we all meet up in Hyderabad. So, Sean, our next meeting, 1300 UTC, 27 of October. And then, yes, we're having a meeting as part of the Hyderabad plenary and face-to-face, but not a separate work track meeting as such. Are there any other questions in terms of action items from today's call? Then we are going to ask for a fairly quick turnaround for comments, and lack of comment will be no doubt taken as support for text in terms of our final reporting and some of the specific questions we outlined that we'd be putting to the list regarding our questions for the ACs. So two pieces of homework. Out of the finalising of the preliminary report, we will then put together a couple of PowerPoint slides, and between now and Hyderabad, we will distribute those slides for your review as well. But those of you who will attend the meeting on the 27th of October, we'll be focusing very much on Hyderabad, what we'll be reporting, and looking at that slide deck as our agenda items for that call. With that, I'd like to thank our staff, thank each and every one of you for attending today's call at an unfriendly time for many of you, I recognise, and ask staff to finalise the recording now, and thank you one and all. Bye for now.